Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We're beginning with a shout out to the one and only Jake Wyman for his tireless efforts on behalf of SheerEnjoyment.com and on behalf of all of us to give us an opportunity to come together and learn Torah every night of the week, every day of the week. He is really one of a kind, and we have great appreciation for Jake and his entire team and board of SheerEnjoyment.com, especially to Mitch Green for his technical expertise in making sure that everything runs smoothly and perfectly in this wonderful endeavor. Tonight, we dedicate the Sheer as a zuchus, as a merit for the hostages who are in captivity in Eretz Yisrael. May Hashem have mercy upon them. May Hashem grant them strength and health and koyach to overcome this extremely difficult nesayim that they find themselves in. Likewise to their families, our heart goes out to the families of all of the hostages. Likewise, we dedicate the shiur as chus to the chayolim who are on the front lines and are moiser nefesh for us so that we have in Eretz Yisrael, we have safety and security. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect them and guard them in all that they do. Likewise, we want to dedicate the Shir to Refuah Shleima for all those that have been affected by the war in Eretz Yisrael in all the different ways that drain and weaken our bodies and souls. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthen and support us all. Likewise, we want to dedicate the Shir L'Zecho L'Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh and thank our sponsor who weekly, his generosity, dedicates the Shir in his memory. May his neshama have an aliyah. Tonight is Hanukkah. Tonight is the fifth night of Hanukkah. The fifth night of Hanukkah can never come out on Shabbos. That's why there's a minute to give Hanukkah gelt on the fifth night of Hanukkah. Because there'll never be an excuse that the money is muktzah. It's also the night when Beis Shammai, when Beis Hillel prevails over Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai starts out 8 candles, and Beis Hillel has 1 candle. The second night, Beis Shammai has 7, and Beis Hillel has 2. The third night, Beis Shammai has 6, and Beis Hillel 3. The fourth night, Beis Shammai has 5, and Beis Hillel has 4. And the fifth night, Beis Hillel has prevailed. Beis Hillel has 5 candles, whereas Beis Shammai has only 4. So, the fifth night of Hanukkah is a very special night. It's a night when Beis Hillel represents the concept of Rachamin, and Beis Shammai represents the concept of Din, and mercy verse strictness of exactitude, harshness, and on the fifth night of Hanukkah, the mercy prevails over the din. That was just a hakdama. I'd like to discuss tonight an idea of something really which is a continuation of what we discussed last week, and I want to relate it to the blessing, what is called the bracha me'ein shalosh, or otherwise known as the Al HaMichya blessing. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, on Hanukkah, we say Hallel, we recite the complete Hallel. When we recite Berachas HaMazon, we embellish Berachas HaMazon with the Al HaNisim prayer. When we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we embellish the Shemoneh Esrei with the Al HaNisim. When we light the Hanukkah candles, we have many beautiful piyutim. But there's one thing that's missing, and that is when we recite the blessing of Al HaMichya. Al HaMichya is sometimes called the Bracha Me'in Shalosh. When we eat mizonos, we eat from the Shiva Saminim, to be more precise, from the Shiva Saminim, whether it's a product of mizonos, wheat or barley, or the other Shiva Saminim, grapes, olives, figs, pomegranates, the other species that the Eretz Yisrael is blessed, we recite a special after blessing, what we call Al HaMichya or Al HaGefen or Al HaEitz. And when we recite this blessing, it is something that has to be discussed, something that is interesting. We do not add, embellish this blessing with any mention of it being Hanukkah. And for that matter, we don't do the Purim as well. We don't mention any, there's no mention of Al HaNisim, Al HaNeflois, Al HaTeshuas, Al HaMilchamos, Al Sislav HaSeinu, Bimei Hanukkah. We don't add a line into the Nusach of the Bracha Me'in Shalosh reflecting upon the fact that it is Hanukkah. We do it. We tzevach alitzeinu biyom haShabbos hazeh. We do it to the Al HaMichya, a mention of Rosh Hashanah, of Rosh Chodesh, of the Sholosh Regalim, the Samcheinu biyom chag haSukkos hazeh, Samcheinu biyom chag haMatzos hazeh, or the Zecheinu l'toyve biyom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. Yet, we don't embellish, we do not add anything on Hanukkah to enhance the Bracha Me'in Shalosh. Why not? Why don't we do this? There are answers. This is not a, there are answers to this question. Some of the popular answers explain that in the Birchas HaMazon, when we add it in a very certain location. We add, we added the Brach of Avodah of Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha. And likewise, in the Brach of the Me'in Shalosh, when we come to the words of Uvinei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, B'meherav Yemein V'alein L'Sochav V'samcheinu B'vinginav V'necha Mipiri V'nitzvah Mituvu V'nivarech V'necha B'dusha V'tahara, that is the equivalent, pretty much, of Rachim. So there we add Ritzei, we add Yalav Yavoi, and in the Bracha of Me'in Shalosh, in that same slot, we add all of the insertions. But Al HaNisim, we add in Birchas HaMazon, in the section of Hoidah, of giving thanks. And likewise in the Shemona Esher, we add the Al HaNisim and the Bracha of Moedim. We don't really have a portion of the Bracha Me'in Shalosh that corresponds directly to Hoidah. And therefore, it just never made it in. That's one technical answer. My father, Zichrono Livracha, he told me a very beautiful answer to this question. It's a little bit of a drush. First, we have to understand that the Bracha Me'in Shalosh is patterned after the mitzvah of Bikurin. Where else do we have a halacha that we dwell upon the Shivas Haminim? And the answer is, there's a mitzvah to bring to the Beis HaMikdash a basket of our first fruits, which are the Shivas Haminim. We take from the seven species which Eretz Yisrael is praised, we put this in a basket, and we march through Yerushalayim, very elaborate ceremony. All of the people, they stop and they stand up to give honor to those who are bringing Bikurim. And the person who brings the Bikurim comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he gives it to the Kohen. The Kohen waves the basket with him. They put the basket, then they recite a very elaborate section of the Torah in Parshas Kisavoy. They put the basket in front of the Mizbeach, and the farmer bows down before Hashem. It's a very beautiful, elaborate ceremony, a very beautiful mitzvah, and the purpose of the mitzvah is to express melamed she'enecho kofri toiva, that a person is not ungrateful to Hashem. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of Bikurim begins in the beginning of the season. The beginning of the season is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's when the season begins. It begins the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and it goes. Person can bring the Bikurim. There are two parts to the Bikurim. There is the bringing of the Bikurim itself, and there is the recital of the text that accompanies the bringing of the Bikurim. And this is done Shavuos, and it's done the entire summer, all the way until Sukkos. Once you get to Sukkos, the halacha is, you can still bring Bikurim, but you can no longer recite the text, the nusach that accompanies the bringing of the Bikurim. When you come to Chanukah, you can no longer bring Bikurim. The season of bringing Bikurim ends, the Mishnah says, with Chanukah. And thus, as a token reminder that the mitzvah of Bikurim ends with Chanukah, once we come to Chanukah, there is no longer an insertion. We do not add Chanukah, nor do we add Purim, because once we come to Chanukah, once we come to this time of the year, there's no Bikurim. Now, of course, we still recite the bracha. We have no choice. But as a reminder that now the time, Chanukah has arrived, now it's not the time to bring Bikurim, we don't embellish the nusach of the bracha Me'in Shalosh with a mention of Chanukah and Purim. That's an interesting idea. Now, I want to go to another idea and really touch upon something that we said last week. And I feel this is a very deep idea. And as an introduction to this idea, we have to mention an idea that I think was said from the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach of Zecher Tzadik Livracha. If I'm not mistaken, he was the one that originated this idea. And we want to use it as a springboard to say something, to build upon it. In the Nusach of the Bracha Me'in Shalosh, it says the words, we pray to Hashem, we ask Hashem to have mercy upon the Jewish people, Al Yisrael, Nachviyal Yerushalayim, Nachviyal Tzion, Mishkan, Kibbedecha, the Al upon the Mizbechecha, the Al Hecholecha. We ask Hashem to have mercy upon the Mizbeach and upon the Hechol. Why are those words added? Well, simply the reason why they're added, as we mentioned, is because since this bracha is patterned after Bikurim, and when we do the mitzvah of Bikurim, we present the basket of Bikurim in front of the Mizbeach, and we bow before the Hechol. So therefore, in this text, it says, V'al Mizbechecha V'al Hecholecha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says that we are all very well aware that there is a custom on Chanukah to eat safganiyot. We colloquially call this donuts, but it really means a dough that is fried in oil as a remembrance of the miracle of the oil, the Pach Shel Shemen. This custom is cited by the father of the Rambam, Maimon, Rabbeinu Maimon. You know that the Rambam was Moshe ben Maimon. His father's name was Maimon. He actually cites this custom. It goes back very long time to eat dough that is fried in oil. Not sure fried, but oil, baked in oil, as a remembrance of the miracle. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, that being that Chanukah relates very much to the Mizbeach, Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbeach, much of Chanukah relates to the renewal of the Chanukah of the Mizbeach, the renewal of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was contaminated by the Yevanim. And when the Chashmonoim prevailed, and they took back the Beis HaMikdash, they purified the entire Beis HaMikdash, And one of the requirements of purifying the mikdash was to demolish the old mizbeach that was defiled, and they built a new mizbeach, and that represented the renewal, the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. Oz egmar b'shir mizmar chanukas ha-mizbeach, and indeed on the last day of Chanukah we lane the long laning, which concludes with the word zoif chanukas ha-mizbeach. This is the renewal of the mizbeach. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that it's very worthy that we should eat mizonos, not because we really want to eat mizonos, not because we enjoy mizonos, although of course we do, but it gives us an opportunity to recite the blessing which mentions the mizbeach. V'al mizbechecha v'al heicholecha. It gives us that opportunity. And therefore, it's worthy to put ourselves in a situation where we have to make this bracha. I want to elaborate upon this. Last week we discussed that part of the miracle of, part of the celebration of Chanukah, major chunk of the celebration of Chanukah, is for us to remember the war, the miraculous nature of the milchama. The fact that the Giboirim were conquered biyad chaloshim, the Rabim biyad ma'atim, with tohoirim, and the Tmeim biyad tohoirim, or Rishon biyad tzadikim. When it comes to war, there's a danger where people can forget, and they can come to think that the war was not the Yad Hashem. The war was not won by Hashem. We won the war. It is our power, our strength, our success, our skill. Although a few overcame the many, but if you have a good strategy, and if you're determined, and if you're well trained, and if you have weapons that are precise and just what you need to win, then yeah, then it's possible for the Giboirim to fall in the hands of the weak, and it's possible for the many to fall in the hands of the few. Who says that this is the hand of Hashem? It's us. It's a very dangerous, dangerous problem. And part of the miracle of Chanukah is for us to reflect and to see that although technically, you can say it's all nature, there can be nothing further than the truth. The miracle, the war was won only through a miracle. It was the Yad Hashem who allowed us to prevail. There's nothing other than that. And everything we do on Hanukkah, we light the candles and we sing Hallel. It's all to remember, don't forget, don't be fooled, don't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara and the wicked people out there in the world who are trying to deny Hashem's existence. Remember, your success is purely the Yad Hashem. In the Al Hanisim prayer, it's interesting that Hashem's name is not mentioned. You know, it reminds us of the Megillah. On Purim, Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. Why is that? And the answer to I think both of these questions is very much the same. It's exactly the point. The point is we have to praise Hashem and reflect to realize and to see that Hashem is everywhere. Hashem's presence is everywhere. You don't need to say Hashem name, because that's not the point. The point is not to focus on open, blatant miracles where Hashem's presence is manifest. The goal is to take the miracle of what has happened and to use it as a tool to discover and uncover Hashem's presence everywhere, in nature, in places that you would not necessarily assume Hashem is there. We sing Hashem's praises without even saying Hashem's name in order to understand the goal of all of the Shevach and the Haidah is to see Hashem is everywhere. Just like Hallel, just like the Megillah on Purim, the reading of the Megillah, Hilula, the reading of the Megillah, this is Hallel. And in the Al HaNisim that we say on Hanukkah, we praise Hashem, yet we don't say Hashem's name. Because by praising Hashem without his name, it's a revelation that Hashem is blatantly all over. Sometimes too much takes away. And I want to suggest that the Al HaNichya is the ultimate expression of this idea. The Bracha Me'ein Shalosh is so sacred because it represents the bringing of Bikurim, giving gratitude, expressing gratitude to Hashem. And the gratitude that we expressed to Hashem was expressed in front of the Mizbeach. That's what Bikurim was. You would take your first fruits, you would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you would present it in front of the Mizbeach, and you would sing Hashem's praises. And every time we make a bracha, Me'ein Shalosh, we're really doing just that. We are reenacting the bringing of Bikurim. We're focusing on the Shiva Faminim, the seven items that the land is praised for. And we are singing Hashem's praises just as we would have done it had we been farmers in Eretz Yisrael and taken our basket and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and present it in front of the Mizbeach and bow down. And now that today is Hanukkah. And Hanukkah was the time when we renewed the Beis HaMikdash. We took it back, we purified, and the purification culminated with the rebuilding of the Mizbeach. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say Al HaNisim Yom HaPurkan. You don't have to say Hallel. You don't have to light a candle when you say the Al HaNichya. The Al HaNichya was the Shevach that was said in front of the Mizbeach. The holiday is to acknowledge that Hashem's presence is everywhere. And the miracle of Hanukkah was just a boost for us to acknowledge the obvious. When we say the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, it is the climax, the spitz of giving gratitude to Hashem for the Beis HaMikdash and for the Mizbeach. And we don't need to even mention it is Hanukkah. Just like in the Megillah, we don't need to mention Hashem's name. Because the story, telling over the story itself is a revelation of Hashem's name. Here, when we recite the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, just saying the bracha is the ultimate revelation of Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbeach. Because the centerpiece of the bracha Me'ein Shalosh are the words Hashem Avrachmanis. Al mizbechecha v'al heicholecha. Just dwelling upon what it says and using it as a springboard to appreciate the Yad Hashem of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach and all it has to offer, and thus reflecting how we were able at the time of Hanukkah to renew the Mizbeach and renew the Beis HaMikdash. This is the ultimate expression of praise to Hashem that we can give on the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the miracle of Hanukkah, is a tool to see Hashem everywhere. And this bracha, which captures the essence of Hanukkah, because it captures the essence of Bikurim, and Bikurim was recited before the Mizbeach and before the Beis HaMikdash, when we just dwell upon the words itself in its purest form, this is the ultimate achievement of celebrating the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Thank you for listening to the Drashot of the Shir tonight, and you all have a wonderful fifth night of Hanukkah. And the same way the parents give their children money on the fifth day of Hanukkah, may it be that Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, our Father in Heaven, may send down an abundance of blessing to one and all in the form of Gashmias, in the form of Ruchnias. Everyone should receive from our Father, Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, on this night of Hanukkah, the fifth night of Hanukkah, a Shefa of Bracha to carry us to greater heights of satisfaction, Yerushalayim, Avodas Hashem, to succeed and overcome our limitations and witness Yeshua's and Chomois to the Klal and the Prat, Bevias Goyal HaMashiach, Bemhirav Yoneinu Amen. Good night. Thank you for listening.